Perek Tezayin Mishnah Gimel. We had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that if, God forbid, there's a fire in one's home, he's only allowed to save enough food for Shalosh Sudos, for three meals, because otherwise, if he starts saving more food, he'll forget about the fire, and there'll be a lot of chaos, and he'll just start extinguishing the flame, which is a prohibition on Shabbos. So now we're going to continue on that theme with a couple of more leniencies, depending on the case. So earlier, the truth was, the reason why you could only take out three meals, enough for Shabbos, was because you were doing it in, a bunch of utensils, and we didn't want you going back and forth with all the utensils, making a whole commotion, because then you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll extinguish the flame. But what happens if I have a giant kli, and I could just stuff it up with tons of stuff, enough, for food for a month? Because that act is only going to be one act and not, a whole, bunch of utensils, gathered together. So therefore, one's not going to forget that it's Shabbos, and therefore that would actually be permitted. So let's see. Mishnah Gimel. Metzilin. You could save from a fire. Sal Malik Ikaros. A basket full of loaves. Doesn't matter how many loaves there are there, because it's one basket. V'af apish yishbo meya se'udos. There's 100 meals in there. Or the eagle shall devale, you have this huge round cake of figs, the chavish yain, or this big barrel of wine, and in the wine or in the round cakes of figs, there's a lot more than I need for just three meals for Shabbos. That's all permitted, because in these scenarios, with the bread, it's all in one basket. With the round cake of fig, it's one cake. With the barrel of wine, it's one barrel. So since it's one item carrying a lot of food, it's only one action. Therefore, you're not going to forget it's Shabbos, and it's permitted to save these things on Shabbos. Whereas in the previous Mishnah, when you were saving food for three meals, it was in a whole bunch of bags and baskets and pots and pans, and therefore, because there's so much going on, someone could forget that it's Shabbos, the Chacham said that they could only use this, and only the amount for three meals and nothing else. But if you have it all consolidated into one giant basket, then you could do even more, because then you won't forget that it's Shabbos. Okay, so that's another leniency that we've learned. Here's another one. V'omer. And you can say to la'achirim, to the other people that are, your neighbors, bayu v'yitzilu lachem, come and save for yourself. So the Kahat explains, klaymar, shumafgu lahem es hamazon shi'yitzilu. He tells his neighbors, hey guys, the food is hefker. Everyone should come and take the food that you need. Or take, either enough for three meals, or as much as you can carry in one hotzah, one carrying. And then it could be even many, many su'udos. And whoever gets it, you get it because the hefker and it's yours. Meaning, he sees the fire raging, he doesn't want to just lose his food. So he tells people, come on in, grab whatever you can get, and it's hefker, and then whatever's yours is yours, and therefore that's fine. Again, with the same guideline of, if it's a lot of utensils, just enough for three meals. If it's one utensil, it could be a lot of food. Now, they bring down another pshat v'yesh, so from the others, hold, that other people could even use many utensils and still do more, than the allotted amount of three sudos, even if they have to go back and forth, in the house, out of the house, inside out, because since it's not their food, they're not going to come extinguish the flame. The owner of the house, if it's multiple utensils, he can only do enough for three meals, because he's very concerned about his at home, and we don't want them to forget that it's Shabbos and extinguish the flame. But other people that don't have this concern, it's not their home, so even them, they could, take multiple utensils and make a whole commotion. We're not worried they're going to forget it's Shabbos because it's not their house. So that's another shot. Vimo you pick them, and if they were very, very smart. So what does this mean? The Gemara explains that if the saviors, the Metzilim, the ones that are going into the house to save the food, if they have Yirah Shemayim, they're God-fearing, and they don't want to, have hana, have pleasure from other people's food. They don't want to just take this guy's food. But at the same time, because they know that this man is not making his food hefka because he wants to. He's making hefka because he has no choice. So they don't want to take something for free. And at the same time, they don't want to be working for free because they're busy taking this guy's food out from the house. So what do these people do? So the Mishnah is coming to tell you that if these guys are smart and they know the halacha, so they know that there's no she'ein kan iser litol schar tircha. There's no prohibition to get paid for the tircha that you're doing on Shabbos to help this guy out. It's not considered schar Shabbos. We know you can't get paid for a service on Shabbos because you can't work on Shabbos. But this tircha is not really a service on Shabbos because shalom and askin bo mitchila hatzah, because they weren't hired for the job. They're doing it on their own volition. They're doing it for free. Rather, what they're doing is, instead of taking this guy's food because they don't want to take his food, they'll take a payment after Shabbos instead of the food. So that's actually permitted. And what they do is they just give back all his food. They say, you never hired me for the job. I'm doing this on my own volition, but I don't want to take from you. I feel bad. However, he tells them after Shabbos, but at the end of the day, I did some work for you. So, ozunimo cheshbon, achar Shabbos, make a cheshbon, see what the work was, and then you could get paid for that, and that's actually permitted. Okay. Lehechen metzilan osan, to where do you save the food? So earlier, we said, you could put it into this mavoi, that's, either totally closed off or not closed off. There's a machlokas. Here it's a little bit different. Here we're not as lenient. The year was for a Torah or for tefillin, so we were very lenient, even though this alleyway wasn't really included in the Erev. But here we say only lechatzam or rebbes, only to a courtyard that the Erev was actually connected to it. Because in food we're more stringent than Kisvei Kodesh and than Torah and a Navi. So Torah and Navi, you could bring it to an alleyway even though it wasn't connected to the Erev, whereas over here it could only be a courtyard which is connected to the Erev. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. However, Ben Basira says no. Afleish Enu Rebbe, you can even bring it to a courtyard that does not have a was not included in the Erev. He's more lenient. He says Mutalat the Mutan Afleichat Shloatzu by Erev. You could bring the food even to a courtyard that you didn't do an Erev on it, but we don't hold like him. We go like the Tana Kama. Mishnah Dalet Ulisham, and to this either to the Chatzar which is included in the Erev, according to the Tana Kama. Or Ben Beseru, who said even to a chatzah which is not in the Erev. So we say here, Motzi kol kli tashmisha. You can take out all the things that you need for Shabbos. If you needed some kind of pot or pan, you could take that also. During the fire, velovish kol mashiach alil bosh, veotiv kol mashiach alatov. With regards to clothing, you could take tons and tons of clothes or tons and tons of scarves and different wrappings and put it on you. And as long as you're doing it the way that you normally wear it. And here, the Gemara explains, Shehol v'hu motzias ha'begadim derech malbush, meaning by the food, we made a limit. Either three meals, if it's in various kalim, or if it's one kli, it could be in as much food as you want. But over here, with regards to the clothing, since you are doing it, on top of you're just putting it on top of your body, so you're doing it derech malbush, the way that you normally wear it, so therefore we're not concerned that you can forget that it's Shabbos and extinguish the flame, and therefore it could be tons and tons of clothing, it'll be permitted, you can wear 100 shirts, because since you're doing it the normal way of wearing it, you're not going to forget that it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, Shmona Aser Kalim, he says, no, he limits it, you can only wear 18 clothing at a shot, because he said during the week you wear 18 clothing, 18 garments. Now, what are these 18 clothing? You have to look in the Gemara. They talk about it over there. We're not going to go through the list right now. But he says since during the week you wear 18 garments, so then you can only pile up 18 garments at a shot. But the Tana Kama is going to say you can put as much as you want. He argues. V'chozer v'lovish u'motzi. Now we're going to say that there are a number of ways to explain this, but we'll go with the basic shot that Yesh Mefarshim that this psak is going really according to everybody, the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi, and they hold that it's mutter to wear your clothing, to run out of the fire, take it all off, and then come back in, and put on clothing, and then take it off, go out of the fire, and go back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth the whole day. Now, why do they permit this by food and not why do they permit this by clothing and not by food? So we said by food, so a person's using his hands. And when he's using his hands, we're afraid that he's going to, be concerned for his the money in his house and he'll extinguish the flame. But clothing, he's not using his hands. He's just wearing it like he normally wears it. So since he's wearing it like he normally wears it, he's not going to forget that it's Shabbos and he's not going to extinguish the flame. So by clothing, you can go back and forth, take it off, and then come back and then put more clothing on. Because you're not going to forget it's Shabbos. You're just putting it on yourself. But by food, since you were holding it with your hands, you were more concerned that you'll go ahead and extinguish the flame, and therefore you can't, once you drop off the food, that's it. You can't go back and take and save any more food. V'yomer la'acherim, and you can tell other people, bayu v'yitzilu imi, come and save with me. So it's interesting. Here it says, save with me, regarding clothing. But regarding food, we say, go and save it for yourself. So what's the pshat? So like this. Buying food, there's two different pshat in here. So sometimes, meaning sometimes I didn't eat and they ate, so I'll be taking out more food. Or sometimes they didn't eat and I ate, so they'll be taking out more food. So since it's never going to be equal, we say that you just gotta, you know, just take the food for yourself. That's one pshat. But the other pshat, which is a little bit easier to understand, is that by food, you can't save more than three meals because, and the rest is hefker, because, once a person makes it hefker, so the other people take it and they just count it, it's theirs. So therefore, when they take it, it's mamish theirs, it's their stuff. So I could take enough food for three meals and then they take the rest. Whereas, that's why we say take it for yourself. Whereas by clothing, so, so really the Baal Bayis can take everything on his own, right? We just said that. We permitted it. We didn't limit it. It's just that he's, you know, he's busy and it's hard for him and he needs some help. So therefore he tells the people, come and help with me, meaning help me out, help me take my clothing out. By clothing, there's no limit of how much I can take out. So therefore we say, help me out and really give it back to me. But by food, since there's a limit and he's being mafka everything else, so he could take out the food for himself for the three meals, but the rest he has to be mafka and everyone else can take it.